Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Jason Fashaw. But before I bring him on, of course, I want to remind you that you can always get new episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. You're going to want to check us out on Rockfin. That's where you get all our juicy premium content. You can get our regular shows and all the premium content from every creator there on Rockfin. We've got our merch store up. Get yourself some t-shirts, stickers, bags, all kind of cool stuff. That link's in the description, or you can visit fknstore.net. And finally, guys, if you're reaching that stage in life like me, where you're getting a few of those gray hairs, you got to check out C60 Purple Power. It may be the most powerful antioxidant known to man. It's helped me with inflammation, energy, well-being, so much. You can get C60 for your pets, so your pets can feel great too. Just click the link in the description. You can get 10% off your order plus free shipping. Tonight, I want to welcome to the show Jason Fashaw. He is an author, videographer, and artist in many different mediums. He is currently attending Full Sail University for animation. He has traveled across the U.S., West Africa, and the Middle East. He joins us tonight to discuss his insights and theories about the nature of our existence and the possibility that this is all a grand simulation for the enlightenment and evolution of the human race. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the powers of positive thinking and what that can have towards creating our own positive timeline and reality. Jason, welcome. How you doing tonight?
Hello, my good friend. Hello. And I want to start this off by saying that I say this to everybody. When I go to buy cigarettes or at a store, make one person smile every day. And you know what? When I do that, and I'm like, and before we get done, I'm going to say that again.
Hey, man. I love it.
Does. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's great. I
and
love
it. It manifests positive thinking. And, you know, brother, I've been that way my whole life. I am fortunate enough and grateful and very, very grateful to have a family that I do have, that gives me that unconditional love, that positive energy. And so I've never been a negative person.
Yeah, man, we're gonna talk about that tonight. And you know what? The last time I think I saw you was in the 1990s. You're a great childhood friend. We grew up, we're teenagers together. We went to concerts and rock shows together. You know, we did all kinds of bad stuff. It's going to be great to catch up. We had a very unique experience as teenagers growing up in swampy South Louisiana in a small town called Houma. It was definitely filled with such amazing memories of punk rock shows, adventure, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, you know, the great teenage lifestyle.
Well, man, if people don't know, and I bet you most of the people who listen to you and watch your show don't understand how good of a guitar player you are.
Oh, man.
I know. Hey, dude, I don't even
I still pick it up. I still pick it up now and then.
I remember talking, like, you bringing up the punk shows and all that, because in the early 90s in New Orleans, No Effect, Slagwagon, blah, 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 came through.
But yeah.
Dude, the first time I heard you play a guitar, it was the best person live I've ever seen. And that's why, man, I'm like, dude, I'm serious, man.
The check's in the mail for saying that, by the way, you know.
Like, you know, the riffs that you, dude, you were way ahead of your time back then between all of us, the whole crew. I'm not going to get into it, but you know the crew.
Oh, yeah.
Were.
Yeah, man, I definitely still pick it up, and I write, and it keeps me sane to pick it up and write songs and keep those in my bank. And, you know, maybe I'll throw some out there one day, but definitely still rocking it out, man. And, you know, speaking of our childhood, we're definitely lucky to be alive in many instances. And unfortunately, there were many that were there with us at the time that are no longer with us in this lifetime. But they are still with us in spirit. I know that for a fact. I've talked to psychic mediums who have told me about specific joint friends that we've had that are still watching over us, so I'm very confident that that's true. But Jason, this is your first time on the show. Tell the audience more about yourself and what, you know, what brought you down your path of, you know, living this positive way.
Well, I think that when I graduated high school in 97, I had the opportunity to move to North Carolina with my older brother, who's dead, Michael Fashon. He's not alive also. Do I feel him all the time? Absolutely. Jason Thomas, you know, I'm not trying to go into whatever, because right. I have so much to say to begin with. So I graduated high school, and I just wanted to see the world. And so I had the opportunity to go and stay with my brother. And then from there in North Carolina, then we moved to Washington, D.C. And then him and his ex-wife, that they got a divorce. I had to make a decision. So I transferred from Rainforest Cafe. It's a restaurant. It's an animatronic restaurant in Tyson's Corner in D.C. So I want to be an animator, right? I'm 19 years old. I want to be an animator. So I transfer to Orlando and I go work at Disney at the Rainforest Cafe on the premise of being an Imagineer, to be an Imagineer. And if anybody doesn't know what an Imagineer is, they're artists that work for Disney. And so I moved there. I moved to Cocoa Beach. From there, basically, a lot happened. I'm not going to get into all of that. Then I moved back to Louisiana. I went to University of Louisiana Lafayette, UL, for about 2.5 years. And then my movie making brain, as a writer, as a videographer, as somebody who loves film and just loves the whole idea of being able to portray something that people don't have time or don't just, you know, that's why we watch movies and entertainment. So I moved to California. I moved to Oceanside in 01. I meet a woman at TGF Fridays and we got engaged or what have you.
It's always TGI Fridays, man. Always TGF.
So I moved to Wisconsin and I'm doing a short version. So that didn't work out. We never got married or anything. So I lived in Wisconsin for like 14 years. My ex-wife, I'm a good guy, you guys. It was ever like, I really am a good guy. But it didn't work out. I was with her for like 9 years. But I have some really, really, really good friends that I've made, just like our friends that we have back home in Louisiana. And so we call ourselves Deaf Crew. And you can look up Chris Holy. You can look up William Fajardo. I'm not going to get into it, but Deaf Crew, look it up. I was their videographer. And so, plus I love music. I should have music playing on in the background right now because I just always do, but I'm not because this is the first time I'm talking to you. So I meet Cheryl Emery, bless her. I wish the best for her. I hope she's doing well. And we go back to mom and dad's house in Houma, get married, go back to Wisconsin. And, you know, it just didn't work out. And so we got a divorce. And then I moved to Mobile, Alabama, working at the shipyard, making like $25 an hour, working like 77 hours a week, being a fiber optic technician. So if you don't know what that is, basically it's your optic, it's glass in a wire. That's what fiber optics is for anybody who's listening also. And so I did that and then I got into a rut and I'm going to be honest.
And where were you doing the fiber optics now? What city?
Mobile.
Mobile. Okay. And for the audience, like around Louisiana and Alabama, these states in the South, this is the only kind of jobs you're going to be able to find for the most part is like in the oil field and some kind of machinery. And it gets a lot of people down that are down there because they get stuck in like those jobs and they don't like doing it, but it ends up being good money and, you know, it feeds their family and stuff, but that's all they have.
That's the key. It's the money. And that's the key. I mean, I want to say this is that I've been poor my whole life, man. I'm serious. Like I've been poor my whole life, but I got nothing but love and I'm rich inside and that's what's up. And so,
yeah,
two of my best friends from Wisconsin moved out to Riverside, California. And I was, like I said, I was going through a rut. I was drinking a lot, man. I'm being, I don't care. I'm going to be honest. And it was just hardcore. And they were like, Jake, come out here. I said, all right. I left literally. That was a Wednesday. I went home, talked to Peggy, my mom. That's my mom. and I said, Mom, I'm going to California tomorrow. I already bought my plane ticket. I need you to bring me to the airport to New Orleans. And so that's what I did. And that was probably about four and a half years ago. And that just started, the ongoing journey of what I'm doing. And man, I can't say it enough. And I do it, not even on here with you. I make podcasts also to tell people to be positive and have the good energy and run with good energy. And here's the thing with that. You know, if you do something wrong, you know, if you're going to hurt somebody, you know, if you're being mean to somebody, you know, there's no ifs, ands, no way around it. And so I try to promote that. That's why I say, dude, you should see the people when I say, hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to make one person smile every day. Boom. Smile on their face.
Yeah.
Right there. I said, here's the other thing. You got to pass it on. You got to pass that on. You got to tell somebody else that also.
Yes, man, the power of positive thinking. That's one of the main things I want to talk about tonight, because I, like you, was stuck in a major rut in my life for the longest time. I think a lot of the successful people in my life were. They have managed to pull themselves out. They get stuck in a very bad situation. And, you know, I was myself, and I was not thinking positive. Everything sucked. You know, I was in bad relationships. Yeah. I didn't like myself.
You were manifesting.
That's
bad
it.
Bad energy. You were manifesting. Yes, sir.
And it was coming back, threefold to me. Every day I was waking up miserable. You know, drugs, of course, were involved. Alcohol. And it was a dark period of my life, and it wasn't until I started thinking more positively and things started picking up for me. It's like you take that first step towards positivity, and the universe will take three steps back for you and help you out. It's like some kind of energy recognizes that you're trying to do the right thing, and it responds
right
to that. And it responds to negativity just as hard. You know, if you're feeling down on yourself, if you're not being nice to people, if you're doing the wrong thing in your life, treating yourself wrong.
And it's simple. It is that simple. You know what I mean? Like, I know we all get depressed and we all have those times, but it is simple. It doesn't take anything to be nice to somebody. And if somebody, like, there's a lot. I'm in Palm Springs. Whoever's listening, I'm in Palm Springs at the moment. And there's a lot of homeless people here. And hey, Chris, I don't give them money, but I gave a whole gallon of water the other day to Mr. Mike, who is at the store that I go to all the time. I say, and I give him food too, but I won't give him money, but I'll buy him some water. I'll buy him some food. You know what I mean? Plus, I'm in the desert. You know, it's been a little crazy hot, but yeah. I'm in the desert. And so that kind of thing, I know, just like me saying, make one person smile every day, will soon, if I say it enough, it'll just keep spreading, because we are all one.
Yes, we are, and we're all a collective consciousness. We're all connected somehow, and I can't believe I forgot to mention this earlier. Anyone in the audience wants to join in on this conversation tonight, have any questions for me, Jason, or you just want to bullshit with us, leave a comment, and we will get to you as soon as we can. So, it's going to be a nice interactive conversation, hopefully. But, yeah, you're absolutely right about that, man. The fact that when we're at these low points in our lives and we keep manifesting this negativity over and over again, I see several people that are close to me that get stuck in that. And they can't see that if they just take one step towards positivity or look at things a different way, everything can change. It's all about
it's
perspective.
so hard for people. You know, you've been there, I've been there. Not to cut you off, man. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Because I talk a lot. And so I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, you're
but
good.
But sometimes it's so hard when people are in the rut that you're talking about. And I think my purpose, that's one of my purposes on the planet, to help people when they come around me, man. Like, I will maybe get emotional, but I'm sorry. This is who I am, man. And, you know, that's there's it's so hard. It's so easy. Let me rephrase that. It's so easy as a third person to say, hey, pick your head up. Things will be fine. Blah, blah, blah. It's real easy for somebody else to say that. But when it happens to them, oh, things change a little bit.
Right. And, you know, it's not as easy as, you know, us just saying, oh, be positive. You also have to remove negativity from your life that's persistent and it's, you know, toxic to you. Even if the location you're in, that was a big one for me. I mean, I love Louisiana. I love Houma. I love all my people down there, but it's not where I belonged. It was sucking the energy out of me. It was not my home. I mean, out here in the West, in Colorado, it feels like home. The air's different. The atmosphere is different. The mountains call me, man. It's just a great feeling to be out here, and I've never felt that before. So that's a big part of it, too, is removing negative things from your life and getting to a good place.
Which is hard also. It's a snowball effect. And that's what makes it hard for people when they get into that rut, is because the snowball effect has happened so much. Now it's like, well, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know how to climb out of this rut that I'm in.
So definitely 100%. And it's also it could be, you know, the food you're eating, your health. You gotta change a lot of things to kind of keep things on a positive level all around.
Balance, brother.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's really balance. Not that hard. You know, people complain about it, but take the complaining out. That's the first start. Don't think about how hard it is, you know?
I agree 100%. You know, it's like, I'm sure you might have worked with people and they come in on their shift. I worked in the restaurant industry for like 16 years. And there would be, you know how I am. I'm a positive dude. So I come in, people know that I'm not coming in complaining. And so when people come and be like, oh, I got to work a double, get a new job. Go somewhere else then. I don't need your negative energy around me. Not to get too far off what we're talking about. But
all right, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And especially for me, because after I've had an unexplained experience in my life in the past couple of years that I can't explain, and it changed a lot for me. And it also changed some of my intuitive abilities. I can feel negative energy. I can feel
people's
positive.
You've always had intuitive, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had it. It just kind of gave me a boost, I guess you could say, this experience here. And I can, you know, especially if I'm in a crowded place, it gets a little overwhelming feeling what everybody's feeling. But definitely has an effect on your surroundings. If you're being positive, I notice that it kind of emanates from you, and it can be contagious. It can hit the next person, just like you said, that smile.
It is contagious, sir.
Yes. Yeah.
It is, man. And you know, that's how people know when something's wrong with me. Because they're like, Jay, what's going on? What you mean? Well, you're not like, what, I can't have a bad day or whatever? And I really don't have many bad days, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it from a mile away with me when it comes to that. And that's how I know about positive energy. It's just because I've had it my whole life. And I know and I've seen what it does. I've seen how it helps. And I'm not doing it for no recognition. It's just who I am.
And, you know, I know, guys, I know, like, some people who, you know, get addicted to drugs, they lose their job, they're really hard off. You know, I've been in those situations. I've been in all of them, you know, and it's hard to pull yourself out. But that's the only way that you're going to make it. You can't have anyone else do it for you. And, you know, once you're able to manifest anything positive, keep it going, man. Hold on to that. Just hold on to, you feel a positive feeling in the morning, just hold on to that and just go with that and try and build on it, you know? It's possible.
You know what I don't have to do, Mr. Chris? I don't need to do that because I spread it to people.
Well, that's great. We need more people like you in this world. We need more like batteries around to energize people, you know? That's great.
And I try. I really do, man. And I'm really grateful again about the family that I come from. My whole family is just wonderful people with unconditional love. And that's where it comes from. I think. But before we get into where probably it really does come from.
and speaking of negative energy, Mr. Joe Hodgson, of course, just shat all over our chat room. Thank you, Joe, for putting piss in our chat on this beautiful, positive conversation. And welcome to the conversation, by the way. Joe, we will be talking tomorrow, and I'll be sure to take a dump.
Hi, Joe. I know you don't know me. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow, Joe. I'll get you tomorrow. I see. But anyway, yeah, man, it's all doable. It's hard to pull yourself out, but you can do it. The power of positive thinking is real, and we can program our reality. I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on what's going on with our reality right now. There's a lot of reasons for people to be negative. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of reasons for people to be pissed off at their reality right now. So, you know, what do you think? I think that the fact that a lot of people are learning that they've been bamboozled and lied to their whole life is a factor in some of the depression, the major depression around the world right now. What do you think?
Number one, stop being selfish. Stop being selfish. Period. Bottom line. Really, stop being selfish. You know, I had an idea about a book about a month ago that if everybody woke up in the morning and thought about somebody else instead of themselves, see what happens to this world. Straight up. I mean, I know it is what it is, but being selfish is what I've noticed that's what gets people into that crutch, that area where they can't get out of because they're selfish. If you're selfish, you're not going to be able to get out of that. You need people to help you do that. Yes, that's what I do a lot. But you know what I'm saying? I've seen it so many times. And again, I think it's because I come from a very good family that has nothing but unconditional love, is that the selfishness is what makes people angry. It makes people depressed. It makes people greedy, you know, and I'm far from perfect, Chris. Look, I'm just like everybody else. But I have a positive attitude about life, and I manifest my positive energy.
Yeah.
And people can do it too.
Yeah, I think selfishness is one thing, but what I'm talking about is when people are, I guess, just starting to find out that, you know, their own government, their own media, everything around them is a lie, you know, that all these things, they have to kind of reprogram their brain because they've been bamboozled their whole lives. These people,
and
I don't think they're being
overnight.
Right. I don't think they're being selfish whenever they're just, you know, waking up and they're pissed off about this stuff. But, you know, you've had the benefit of, you know, knowing about this stuff for a long time and the ability to kind of comprehend it and remain positive about it. But many people, they're going to hear it and they're going to just shut down and go the opposite way, get pissed off about reality, get pissed off about everything and want to fight, you know, all the powers and control and everything like that. But that's not necessarily the answer either. I don't think it's all light and love. I'm going to give you this now. You might not like this, but I think that duality is necessary. I think we have to get pissed off sometimes. I think we have to stand our ground sometimes.
Balance.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah, definitely a balance. But I think that it's going to be hard for people who are first coming around to this stuff because they're going to be hitting the head with it. And
they need to.
They need do. To, yeah,
it's happening now.
They need to quickly. I think that it's a great, it's a great time for people to come around and wake up, and fix their shit in their own lives. And once that happens, yeah. It emanates from that, you know.
And so, with that being said about balance, you're not going to like this probably, the people who are going to listen. I'm on both sides, homie. I'm not talking about sexuality. I'm straight. Yeah. I'm a straight guy. And single, ladies, just saying. But
there you go. Hey, ladies.
But, all right, this is, I have no reason to not say it. I'm on Lucifer's side and I'm on Jesus's side. Silence. I know.
Hey, you're not the only guest that has had this view. So my audience has probably heard it before.
All right. I know. And whatever people think about me anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm worldwide, not like on whatever, it doesn't matter. But I truly believe, and this is what, it's really, really hard for people to be like, no, you can't be on both sides. I said, why not? Why not? Why? Do you see me doing bad? Do you see me doing harm? Do you see me having negative energy? Nope. So you can't even use that card. Be like, whatever. Like, I literally wrote a paragraph and signed my name in blood to Lucifer and Jesus. I'm just being honest, man. And I'm thankful that you're able to let me talk to you about things, because I could sit here for a month and talk to you.
Oh yeah, I mean when you get into things like people's spiritual beliefs and things like that, it's all over the place, especially on my show. So my audience is used to having different views, but right. the whole duality and what and who Lucifer is, that could be a whole different show.
Right, and I'm not saying I'm right.
Right. No, hey, if you go to the point where you're like you're right, this is the way it is, I'm not really going to trust you. That's a red flag for me. If you think you have all the answers, right? Oh.
None of us know.
Yeah. Right.
None of us know, dude. And so that's why I don't say that I'm on both sides kind of thing to a lot of people. But, hey.
You just said it to a whole lot of people, brother.
And it's okay. It's good. And maybe it'll open up some eyes and ideas for people to understand that there has to be balance in this world. There has to be balance in your life. And that will keep you out of the rut. It's trying to have the balance.
100%. Yep. And I have also the both sides of the spectrum as well. When it comes to my guests, I've had guests that do believe that you should be all light and love all the time and turn the other cheek and all this stuff, but I don't think that that's how reality works, and I don't think that's going to manifest what your full potential is in this world, really. I think that we in some instances choose to come back here. Do you believe in reincarnation? You think we have multiple lives?
Both because I'm a type of person that you got to be specific. I'm not talking about you, Chris. I'm talking about in general. So for instance, do I believe there's multi-universes? Absolutely. There probably is, most likely. And I'm just going to get it out and say it right now, is that right now this is fake. This ain't even real.
I was thinking this exact thought earlier, that none of this is real, but yeah, go ahead.
It's not. I don't know. And the point is that nobody does know. That's the main factor. My opinion is just my opinion. But do I think probably this is just a simulation and this isn't real? Like a lot, like probably like 80%. Like, I think it's not. And I'll give you an example. Probably about a year ago, Remember earlier I was talking about I was married. So my ex-wife, I was missing her. I started thinking I will always miss her and love her. Absolutely. So if she does see this or whatever, I love you, Cheryl, but it's not about that. But I had this point of view. I'm like, did that even fucking happen? Excuse my language. Sorry. I don't like,
you're good, man.
Did that even happen? Did that even happen? Was I married? Did I get married in my mom's house? I mean, I'm pretty sure yes, because I don't want to sound crazy, but I'm pretty sure yeah, I did, and all that. But it's the same thing. For instance, to my left, to my right, behind me, above me, I don't know what's there. There could be nothing. I studied quantum physics for a minute. And I did that, and I want to be honest right now. I did it. I went to rehab for 3 months because I'm an alcoholic. It's fine. You see me, I'm not drunk right now, but I went to rehab for 3 months, and I read like 4 books a week. And I started reading on quantum physics. And I think that I'm just intelligent enough to understand. Nobody does. First of all, let me put a disclaimer right there. Nobody knows what quantum physics is. We have a theory, and I think that your last person, Mr. Hernandez, was kind of, he touched a little bit about it. But that's when I really, when I read this one book, and actually I couldn't read the whole thing because it was that hard to read. For real. Whoever wrote it, I don't know. I wish I had a name so I could give people credit, what have you. But when I started to realize of what quantum physics is, or try to figure out, not figure out, but understand, damn. I mean, it's all about if you look at something, it will change and can change. But if you're not looking at it and you can't see it, is it even there? And so That's where I come to the simulation theory, which I just don't want to throw people off about who I am. I really don't. But nobody's gonna like people, not nobody, but people don't question it in their everyday lives. And I think we have to do that, even right or wrong, or not even knowing, because nobody knows. But we still need to talk about it. We can't put it under the rug and be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I think that quantum physics is going to be solve a lot of answers when it comes to the nature of our reality and paranormal and how it kind of interacts with everything. And I think that the fact that the power of our positivity and positive thinking, and even you know, when you look at psi phenomenon, psychic phenomenon, any kind of telekinesis, things of this nature, it also kind of points to that these laws that we're discovering in this quantum realm could possibly be like the answer to everything, that the nature of reality, what is it? It could be some kind of program, some kind of simulated program. And, you know,
I mean,
ones and zeros, all ones and zeros. It's very possible.
And when the Wachowski brothers came out with The Matrix, I mean, they, you know, what was really good about that. Those brothers doing that. And, you know, one of them is like a transgender, too. And, whatever. That's it. Do what you do. But I tell you what. They made some really good movies.
Yeah.
Straight up. I don't care what you do. I don't care what, if you want to wear what dress that, don't matter. Because I don't judge people. That's another thing, Chris. Look, I know I'm going off on tangents, but that's another thing, which I really, really, I don't have to try, but I don't judge people. You're either going to steal from me and then I'll judge you, are you not? And you're going to be yourself. And then I'd be like, hey, what up? But I think that's my advantage. But with The Matrix opened up, that's what I was getting at, opened up people's eyes probably about what we know, in a sense of what we know. but you know what I mean? And so it went from, I really truly believe that with the Matrix movies, and the original Matrix, that it, probably a lot of people did not just open their eyes as this entertainment movie. Maybe it opened their eyes to be like, hey, look, you need to step back for a second and just question everything. I mean, but don't do it in a, don't question everything like you think you know what's going on. That's the other thing that people, it cracks me up when people talk about certain things, like they know what happens when we die, or they know, you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, there's like individuals out there that I think that some are interested in profiting off of this, that saying they have the ultimate knowledge of something, or they want notoriety, or they just want to believe that they know this, which is, you know, very possible. And I've had those plenty of those individuals on my show. You know, I think that we have to, even though that I think that it's this red flag for individuals to act that way. I think we need to hear everyone's message. Even if they think it's the end all be all, it may be important. We may need to hear it. You know, absolutely. So that's why I have to, I like having as many different views on my show as possible. And yeah, my audience does not agree with everybody, and I do not either, but I think we need to hear everybody's message, you know?
There's the balance that occurs. And the whole premise of me being on both sides is there's good and evil for a reason. And so I'm like, fuck you, I'm on both. Sorry, I didn't mean to get
too. No, you're good, man. You're good.
No, I know, but sorry, whoever. All right. But that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if everybody was just good,
yeah, and I don't even think it's bad or good. I think it's more just of a balance of light and dark, because I don't even think that the universe needs negativity. I don't think it necessarily needs bad people on this planet, but it needs some kind of balance to where we don't just fall off the edge of the universe, I guess.
If you have something to compare it to, then you don't know the value of what the other thing is. Call it good or bad or good, evil. But if you don't have nothing to compare it to.
Right.
So I'm just like, to hell with all y'all mofos. I'm going to be on both sides. What? You can't do that? Why not? Why not? For what? Oh, you see me hurting anybody? Oh, granted, though. Hey, you know what I picked up in Louisiana for my boy, for my cousin? Look, oh, yeah. Not that this matters. Sorry. My point, Mr. Chris, is I have respect for this. I have respect for this. And I'm not a ninja by any means, but I try to respect.
Oh, man, you're a positivity ninja.
Yeah, dude, you know what, I'm gonna make an animation of that character. I've been thinking about a character, because you're gonna see probably in like next year I'm gonna have some cartoons and some animation coming out, and I'll involve you, but I don't want to right
hey,
now
man.
We're talking about
Let's do it. Let's make a Forbidden Knowledge News cartoon. Hey, I want to remind anyone in the audience, if you want to join in the conversation, jump in the chat, leave any questions, comments. Let me see if we've got anything so far, some comments.
I didn't see anything on my end.
No, we got, we're good so far. So I want to talk about your idea and views on life outside of the spectrum of our vision, our planet, our dimension, because this is a big part of, you know, what I discuss on my show. I like to get views from each of my guests about this. What do you think? Are we alone in the universe? Is it just our lonely, stupid asses?
No. Nope, we're not. But our whole conversation right now would stop if we are in a simulation, because it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. None of this matters. No. Because we are here, do the best with it. Don't argue about stuff that doesn't matter. Now, do I think that I'm obviously, Chris, you are, but at the same time.
No, you know, I think that you're spot on to a certain degree. I think that, yes, nothing matters in the grand scheme of things. If we're a simulation and this is just some kind of video game for an alien or something, just an example, nothing does matter. We're just, maybe our consciousness is really in this video game. We, this grand consciousness wants to experience life, so it injects a part of itself into this video game to learn and experience and grow. So in the end, it's not really meaningless. It's for a purpose. It's for our soul or whatever you want to call it. That part of the universal consciousness that is us, that decides to incarnate here, comes here for a reason. And I think that reason is to learn and grow and absorb more and become a even more, universal entity in consciousness.
Dude, I think it's fun. Seriously, brother. None of us know. That's the one thing that people, when they sound cocky about whatever they think they're talking about, there, none of us know.
Right, I have no fucking clue, but it's great to theorize on this stuff.
Look, I give my opinion because I got positive energy and I always will, kind of thing. But I don't know either. No, I could see us being a part of a different entity, another enlightenment, another. What did Mr. Hernandez said? I remember because I listened to. He said, he said, don't call it whatever you call
beings. Don't call them beings.
Right. Yes. Yes. And
he said they're more of intelligences or consciousness.
That's it. Intelligence.
Yeah.
That's it right there. And that's really what it's just another word. Like, for instance, I got love tattooed on my arm. Okay. Literally love. The L is the shape of Louisiana representing. In either case, I'm Cajun from the Bayou. In any case, I had to throw that out there. But it's just another word. Like brother, because I know you in a sense, like I love you, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if I didn't know you and if I was just your first guest, I'd probably still be like, hey, man, you're intelligent. I love you. I would probably still do that. That's not, I guess I'm using myself as a bad example, but it's just a word. It's just a word. And I love the word love is a wonderful word. It's great. But you know what else I do not use? And I know me and you can just keep going off different tangents is the word hate. I do not use the word hate. If I do, it's rare. And it must be something that that manifests negative energy.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, certain words can also, it's why they call it spells, spelling. They manifest certain energy. What goes out in the world comes back. It's
just
it's
the word
connected.
God. Hey, I got to do this, dude, because, hey, man, again, I do love you, but I got to do this.
Yeah.
When people are like, oh, my God, you know what I say? A lot of times I said, which one? I say, which one? And their brain and mind just. No, I'm like, really, which one? But I think, look, to be honest with you and not being sarcastic and not joking, because I'm going to joke all the time. So I'm sorry for whoever's listening. Just know that about me. But being serious for a second here is that I think we're all one. We are one. All of us. We're all connected, And in the last couple of weeks, since I talked to you about coming on the show and talking to you on your show, is that there's a reason why there's black people and brown people and white people. And hopefully I wish, sorry, I'm going off again. You ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy? Because I'm in love with the blue chick, the green chick. I mean,
oh yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, her name escapes me, but I know who you're talking about.
In either case, I know what I just did, though. I know there's a couple people that just smiled.
Yeah, man, and you know what? I think I know a couple of people who could hook you up with a green chick if you really wanted. I think we could find one for you.
Please.
Yeah, man.
I'm single.
Apparently, you they're look, out there, man. apparently they walk among us. And hey, man, I had a guest that. And I love you, Ronnie. You're the best. He had sex with a cat alien, man. This was just the most insane interview I ever had. But yeah, you can have sex with it with any kind of alien, apparently. It's great stuff.
I'm right here. I'm not scared.
Now, speaking of life out. Oh, go ahead. What you got?
What Mr. Hernandez was saying. Like I said, I was listening, whatever. That was your last person, right?
Yeah, that was last one.
So the fact of the matter is, what he was saying is that most instances were positive with you know, abduction experiences, paranormal, all that. Like, he made it a point. He said more than once, and out of 4,200 people, I'm not a scientist as a claimer. Anybody who's listening, it's just my opinion, so I just want everybody to understand that. But out of 4,200 people, and I know I heard what he said about having scientists on his team, not just Joe Blow me, not just my opinion. And when he said that
positive experience for people.
It was mostly positive, right? Yeah, right. And that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I have plenty of people, plenty of contactees and experiencers that I've talked to myself that even at the beginning, if it was a little scary for them, they admit it's because they didn't understand what was happening or the beings looked different than they're used to, so they got scared. But eventually, they became very comfortable and even welcomed the phenomenon. So, you know, it just depends.
They're not here to hurt us.
None
of them are. And I want to say this as my opinion and whatever with disclaimer as Jason Fashon, this is just my opinion. They're not here to hurt us. There might be a 0.1% of whatever you want to call them, ETs, aliens, extra, whatever, but they don't want to hurt us. They are most likely why we are here to begin with.
Yeah, I think you may be right, but I think there's also a duality in that. I think they have good and bad everywhere in the universe. So, you know, I think that they may be, just as equally as bad, but you never know. But you're right.
Sure.
As far as experiencers go and the data that's being presented lately, it's mainly positive, which is pretty interesting. It's very interesting.
That's cool, man. You know more than I do because you talk to these people, but that's awesome. That's wonderful. That makes me feel good to hear that.
Yeah, it's great the more we look into it, the more we explore it, the more positive it becomes. It had this, you know, big stigma for a long time, and people still have it of, you know, this is demonic, this is evil. I don't know, but I don't think it is. You know, I don't have the answers to it, but, you know, I think it's something that we need to explore because you're right. I think that it could be a big reason of why we're here. That's, you know, that's just my thoughts. Now, when I want to talk a little bit, we got a few more minutes. I want to talk about a little bit more about life after death and what we could be experiencing. You know, you said, reincarnation for you may be a possibility. I think it's a huge possibility for me. I think we could live up to thousands of lifetimes until we get it right on this planet. That's just my thought.
I got a ninja sword for a reason, and I don't even know why. I'm sure I don't even I think that I'm about like 1,400 2,400 years old, bro.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean,
but do you think, like, if that's the case, and if we do have a period of life after death where we're not incarnated and we have a choice, do you believe in spirit guides and people that are ancestors that possibly could be with us today, helping us along, and maybe even you know, giving us little nudges here and there?
Mr. Matthew, you can't see them, but they're on my shoulder right now.
There you go.
That's why I run with good energy. That's why I'm confident with running with good energy. I'm not sure exactly that, but they are. They are with me because I have positive energy, and they want us to be positive and not hurt each other. But yes, I do. I do. And I'll do this real quick because I know we don't have that much time left. So I'm in Louisiana. I'm back at my mom's house. Okay. I got my Pa Ran. If anybody doesn't know what a Pa Ran is,
yeah.
It's my godfather.
We need to do a whole show on Louisiana slang and terminology. That'd be hilarious.
Yes, we can do it. I know you're running out of time.
You'll go ahead.
So I'm the day before I leave to come back to Palm Springs, I'm sitting in the living room with my mom and my little nephew, whatever. So my Pa Ran calls, right? He's like, hey, did Jay just call me? And she has him on speakerphone. Now, granted, this is my mom's brother, my godfather. And she's like, no, Jay's been sitting right here with me. He's like, well, somebody just called on a private number and said, hey, Grandpa, blah, blah, blah. And he thought it sounded like me. Okay. And so he's like, Jay, what you doing? Because, you know, I joke. I think laughter is one of the most keys in life. We'll get on that another time. But he was like, that wasn't Jay, because they said, hey, I'm your nephew. And he said, Jay, why are you messing around? And when he said that, the person hung up. So one of two things. One, there was somebody trying to get money off of my Pa Ran, in a sense, because he invested in Apple when it was the beginning. Or number two, it was Michael Fashion. Love you, dude, butthead. So
man,
I just figured cool. I'd throw that out there. But,
yeah,
but it was one of those things where me and my mom just looked at each other. I'm like, Ma, I'm sitting right here eating food in the kitchen. But do I believe? Yes, 100%, because I feel it. I feel it.
Now,
I'd
like to close out on this. Do you think that, you know, there's a lot of shit going on in our world right now? There's a lot of unsureness. And like I said earlier, there's a lot of excuses, I should say, for people to be negative. Do you think that within our lifetime we could possibly see a world where shit's changed, where we're not under this kind of slave ruling system, where we might even have some sort of free energy, and it's just a different planet with more positivity? Do you see that in our lifetime?
You want me to be honest?
I do. Man, yes.
No, sir.
And unfortunately, I'd have to agree with you, but, you know, that's the way that...
And, you know, and I just got finished talking about how positive I am, but... No,
yeah,
sir.
No, that's a... We'll end on this. No, the world's going to blow up.
Is that a...
That's great.
Not a hypocrite. Is that an oxymoron?
Well, it's honesty, but, you know, it's just the way... At this point, when you're being realistic and you look at the way collectively everybody is, it's like, it's a huge impossibility at this moment. We would have to have... Man, like a huge alien invasion or something. And I'm not telling the NWO to make a fake invasion.
Oh,
but,
I know,
you know.
I know. Tell you what, you know what I'm going to, you know what I'm going to keep doing is keep trying on the fact that the question you just asked me. No, I don't think it's possible, but I'm not going to stop trying. I'm not going to stop being good to people. I'm not going to stop trying to have a positive energy on life. And because I know we're about to end. Make one person smile every day.
Definitely.
You got to tell them to pass it on.
Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to end with, is that you can't, no matter what's going on, no matter if you see that an asteroid's about to hit the world, man, just make someone smile. Be happy. Jason, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, man. That was a great conversation.
Hey, good to see you. I love you, dude. It's good to see you, my man.
Yeah, and it was great catching up.
Obviously, I'll always have things to talk about. And really, to be honest with you, we didn't even tap into what I know that maybe some people would like to hear, because I run with positive energy. And so,
yeah, man, we're gonna do it again.
Absolutely. And before I commend you on being able to talk to some of the most smartest people on the planet. I really appreciate that. I'm not talking about myself. I'm not talking about me. Please, people who are listening, man. I'm not talking about me. in either case, brother, I'll be in touch. Thank you for letting me get some of my voice out. That was awesome for me, because I'm trying to promote positive energy.
Man, yeah, that's
and
what we need.
We're gonna make a cartoon, dude.
The FKN cartoon. Yeah, man, we need more people like you spreading that positive energy. So thanks for coming on, and we'll definitely do it again soon.
Thanks for having me.
And I do want to address something in the chat here before we leave. Howard Massicott says research the flat Earth. Now I want to make an announcement, audience. I've never done a show on flat Earth, but I want to have a debate.
I have done research.
Well, I want to have a debate. I want to get the brightest minds in astrophysics, astronomy, and whoever believes that there's a flat Earth. I guess the smartest. See, I've never researched it because I've never. I've never gone into that. I don't know why. I just never could. But I do want to have a show on it. I want to do a debate on it. I want to have the smartest minds talk about it.
I would like to be a part of it.
And we'll have Jason on.
Because I've done research and watched YouTube videos. And this is what I say before we get off it. Before we get off the air. You ever been to space? No. Well, me neither.
Right. Yeah, hey, exactly. I don't claim to know what the hell shape the Earth is. It could be a pizza for all I fucking know. You know, we don't know, but I'd love to debate it. So, hey, send me an email, guys, if you have suggestions on some good guests to debate flat Earth. I have some great guys that could debate round Earth already, so I want some flat Earthers here. Give me some flat Earthers. All right, Jason, thank you so much for coming on, man.
That's
we'll talk again
79.
Soon.
79.com. Check it out. Whatever.
What was that? What was that? One more time? One more time. Promote it again. What was that?
VashonsWonder79.com.
Fashion.
It's my clothing company, and it's not about the money. I love artists. I'm just trying to make clothes for people.
And that was Fashion's Wonders.
No, what? Fashion's Wonder 79.
Fashion's Wonder 79.
.com.
All right. I'm gonna put that link in the description in case there's any confusion. But Jason, thank you so much for coming on. We'll have you back on in the future. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening, and we'll talk again soon. Good night.
Peace and love, everybody. Be well.